A Japanese friend of mine decided to become a Christian largely because of this gospel story, so it's long been important for me. Jesus doesn't condemn the woman, but he does call her accusers to account. And I think it was this action of a loving, forgiving, and just God that led Taniguchi-san to ask for baptism. Let's look at the gospel story. Not for the first time, the scribes and the Pharisees prepare an ambush for Jesus, this time with a woman taken in adultery. Jesus never uses setups like this, but his opponents do. They make her stand in the middle of the assembled crowd. According to the book of Deuteronomy, an adulterous couple were to be stoned. Here, of course, the man is missing, an example, perhaps, then as now, of the double standard to which women are held. The scribes and the Pharisees ask, "What do you say?" If Jesus answers that the law should be applied, he can be accused of being cold-hearted and unmerciful. If, on the other hand, he says don't kill her, they can accuse him of a failure to observe the law. What they're doing is manipulating the law and using the woman in order to accuse Jesus. Jesus has a somewhat curious response. He bends down and begins writing on the ground with his finger. Some scholars have suggested that he could have been writing out the sins of his accusers. Whatever the case, the trap that the scribes and the Pharisees have set fails yet again. Jesus isn't at all flustered as he bends down to write. Instead, it's his enemies who get nervous and continue to press him. Jesus rises and famously says, "Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her," before calmly bending down again and continuing to write. Jesus doesn't discuss the law with them, but he changes the setup. Instead of allowing them to have the law condemn the woman, he asks them to think instead about what the law demands from them. God's forgiveness takes precedence over any sin identified and denounced by the law. The scribes and the Pharisees leave Jesus and the woman alone. He asks her if anyone has condemned her, and when she replies, "No one, sir," he tells her, "Neither do I. Go and don't sin anymore." The scribes and the Pharisees, through the words and action of Jesus, came to see that they too were sinners, and like the woman they were accusing, they were far from perfect. The woman who was expecting to be punished instead received loving forgiveness from God. Like that woman, we've all sinned and have experienced deep shame. Even if our sins aren't discovered, we sometimes can't believe ourselves forgiven, and so we can't hear the voice of Jesus telling us that we're not condemned. Lord, you who opened the ears of the deaf and the eyes of the blind, let us hear your words of forgiveness. Let us see and believe in the good news you have given us. God bless.